USA Radio News.
It's hot. A potentially dangerous and deadly heat wave simmered in much of the Midwest and South on Tuesday. High temperatures and humidity made it feel like 100 degrees or hotter in many spots. One food truck worker spoke with the Associated Press.
I work inside and I take the orders out here. It's too hot in there. You think it's hot as here? Imagine in there.
The National Weather Service says excessive heat warnings are in effect through Wednesday for much of Illinois and Indiana, along with parts of Minnesota, Iowa, Michigan, and Ohio. FDA advisors endorse the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine for kids ages 6 to 17. The same FDA panel will meet on Wednesday to consider shots from Moderna and Pfizer for the littlest kids, those under 5. This is USA Radio News.
Wendy Bell here for my friends at Swiss America. Did you know the U.S. Constitution authorizes only two forms of legitimate money, gold and silver? That's right. But our government abandoned gold and silver a half century ago. Meanwhile, gold and silver prices have rocketed in recent years due to growing economic uncertainty. So, to help my listeners, Swiss America has a very special offer today. Silver walking Liberty half dollars at the amazing low price of $12.50 each delivered. You heard me right, $12.50. Call now to reserve your silver coins at 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490. Silver walking Liberty half dollars for just $12.50 each delivered while supplies last. Put a silver lining in your financial portfolio now by calling 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490.
The effects of the crypto winter are rippling across the entire industry.
Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies were collapsing in price Monday after a major cryptocurrency lender effectively failed and halted all withdrawals from its platform, citing extreme market conditions. It's the latest high-profile collapse of a pillar of the cryptocurrency industry. These meltdowns have erased tens of billions of dollars of investors' assets and spurred the urgent call to regulate the freewheeling industry. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Victor Paul.
The Nebraska Association of School Boards is the 25th state to leave the National School Boards Association. The board of directors voted Saturday to formally sever ties with the national group after it sent a letter last September to the Biden administration comparing actions taken by angry parents at school board meetings to domestic terrorism. The Nebraska group will not pay dues this year. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw. War Raw.
GOP Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds announced her state would pledge a $100 million investment toward protecting its schools. A statement from Reynolds' office said the initiative would provide appraisals free of charge for all 1,500 state schools. It would assess vulnerability and establish a school safety improvement fund and provide up to $50,000 per school to implement recommended safety features. President Joe Biden spent Tuesday trying to push how well the American economy is doing.
President Biden is on the road selling the economy to a friendly crowd at the 29th AFL-CIO Quadrennial Constitutional Convention inside the Philadelphia Convention Center.
We need an economy built from the middle out and the bottom up, not the top down. Because I know when the middle class does well, everybody does. The wealthy do very well. They're never hurt. But I also know too often we've had an economy where the wealthy do better and better while the middle class gets left behind. So we went to work to change that and started with the American Rescue Plan. Well, we'll help 41 million people put food on their table. Remember, they're in trouble putting food on their table.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Elon Musk will answer Twitter employee questions at a company meeting on Thursday. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.